Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're going to win a $50 Paisanos gift card. Black Friday isn't just for big box chaos. Paisanos dropping their own deal. Use promo code BLACK50 and get 50% off all pizzas all weekend long. This Friday through Sunday, we're giving away a $50 gift card, by the way, tomorrow at 4, Wednesday at 4, right here on Grant and Danny.
This radio show, Grant and Danny, exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
The Capitals play tonight, so they'll be a part of the Beltway Blitz. We've got the NFL to cover, week 12, almost in the rearview mirror. We'll finalize it with Monday Night Football, Panthers, 49ers, the McCaffrey Bowl this evening, and then the Commanders with Michael Phillips. All coming up this Beltway Blitz. Let's get it going. Caps, before we get to this evening's game with the Columbus Blue Jackets, Sammy Silber, the Hockey News, joins us now. They had a rough one, particularly in the first period against the Tampa Bay Lightning. They gave up 4 goals. Sammy, I actually thought second, third periods were pretty terrific after that, but it was too little, too late. What happened in that first 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think you just saw a team that came out and wasn't ready to get started on time, you know. And then I think, you know, you get a quick goal on the board, and maybe things get a little lax. And you know, having a power play right after that and a chance to go up, you know, 2-0, and then you see it go the other way shorthanded, and that's Tampa's first shot of the game. It just, it puts, you know, you in a different mindset. It's a complete, you know, tone changer. And you saw, you know, a team that just took a minute to find its legs, and when they did, it was just too late. So, you know, and then there's off nights. I mean, that's hockey, and hopefully they can figure it out going forward.
Sammy, it felt not quite Dale Hunter style for a while, where it was going to be like a 2-1 game or 1-0 game, and that's sort of how they were playing. Feels like they've opened up a little bit. Again, it's almost like the Bruce Boudreau era. Where does the truth lie for this team, and what kind of style suits them best, and I mean, how they want to play?
I mean, you want to score goals, right? I mean, that's the biggest thing you want. So, I mean, they're finding their touch. I mean, I think all season you see it in the 5-on-5 numbers that things have looked good. There's a lot of games, like you can even point to last Tampa game where, you know, the analytics point to the Caps, you know, really turn it up in the final 40 and getting a good amount of chances. There just wasn't a lot of execution. But now you look at it and you see, you know, okay, maybe you're starting to get a little, you know, things are loosening up. You're scoring more goals. You're getting more offense. You're thinking, you know, that's the biggest area. And then that's what I think you're turning to, is more of a high scoring. I mean, they want to get on the board. They want to produce. They want to do what they did last season, which was, you know, finding offense, you know, every night. So I think that's what you're pivoting more toward. But at the same time, you gotta value your defense there and help your goalie out.
Sammy, last one here. Got a little under a minute, but the Blue Jackets in town, 7 o'clock puck drop. Columbus and Caps pretty much identical resumes this season. What can you tell us about this game?
Yeah, I think it's a good test. I mean, there's a team that, you know, the Caps, they beat earlier in the season with a little bit of a goal outburst, and then you also had Logan Thompson steal the game for them. So I think it's a good chance to show, you know, that they can play a consistent game through 60 and, you know, get on the board and defensively shut it down. And, you know, hopefully, you know, their new lines that they have just keep finding the rhythm and keep forming chemistry. And then the power play, obviously, is the biggest thing to look out for. Some big changes there, and hopefully they pay off.
Sammy, thank you as always. Have a great week.
Thank you. See you guys soon. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving as well.
You too. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Hit that NFL sounder, please. Mike Jones of The Athletic. Mike, it feels like we're doing a weekly what's the deal with Philadelphia question, but what's the deal with Philadelphia?
Man, I think that this is just the Eagles this year. Obviously, they are plagued by injuries on their offensive line and kind of just some underperformance as well. You know, a little deterioration, I guess, as age starts to pile up. And, you know, defensively, they got reinforcements at the trade deadline. That was supposed to really help cure everything, but they really didn't get any reinforcements along their offensive line. And, you know, their play caller still has not gotten things figured out. And you just wonder, okay, is Nick Sirianni going to step in? Or is that the answer? They are still better than a lot of teams out there, but they've got a lot of warts.
Well, they do. And yet they're really, really good, which is odd. The big winners this weekend, we went through a bunch of them, but what team do you think comes out of week 12 smelling the prettiest?
As far as smelling the prettiest, I don't know. I know the ones that needed to win the most was probably Kansas City. I know you can't breathe a sigh of relief, but they're the most grateful, I think, thankful for their win, you know, that they got that. Because if you had lost to Indianapolis and, you know, you put yourself further behind the eight ball and really have no margin for error. So they have a lot of work left to do, but that was a huge win for them. Chicago, once again, finding a way to get it done, you know, is pretty impressive. This young team. And then another team that's really breathing a sigh of relief is Detroit, because they would have been in bad shape if they had lost that game to the Giants. So just a really crazy, wacky year going on here.
I'm making the Michael Scott cringe face at Tampa Bay. Now, losing three games in a row, close on one score game to the Patriots, to the Bills, to the Rams, isn't crazy, but it's not trending in the right direction, having lost three straight, and the margins are getting worse and worse, and they look more and more helpless, and now Baker Mayfield's hurt to some degree. What do you make of them?
Yeah, well, that's the thing is last year they had a lot of injuries along their defense, and I remember being at training camp and talking to Todd Bowles, and I said, you know, how much duct taping together did you have to do? And he was like, oh, man, tell me about it. He's like, I'm just really looking forward to having a healthy year this year so we can see what we can really do. Well, yeah, shoot, that hasn't happened. And this year all the problems are on their offense, where they already were without their top wide receivers, and they're hoping to get Chris Godwin back soon. And now Baker Mayfield, you know, with the sprained AC joint, fortunately not in his throwing shoulder. But still, that impacted him a little bit. When he was in Cleveland, he had to have surgery then, does not have to have surgery with this here. But, you know, it's still just one more big bump or bruise that's hampering this team, and you just don't know. You look at that division, I don't think Atlanta is really going to get things together and make a charge. Carolina is interesting to me. They are kind of pesky, but they also are very Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but it seems like the ground is kind of slipping away underneath Tampa.
The New England Patriots are going to beat the Giants and get to 11-2 probably going into their bye. Are we thinking that's a one seed in the AFC? I mean, I know they've got a tougher schedule on the other side, so maybe you lose to the Bills and the Ravens and that's no longer the case. But like a lot of people, I look at them and I go, I know they beat the Bucks and they beat the Bills, but for the most part, they're a paper tiger. If they get the one seed, does that even matter? I mean, now you're a win away from an AFC championship game, old school Brady style.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they are fool's gold. I thought early on maybe so, but the way that they continue to get the job done and they continue to steadily improve. They've got a top 10 defense, a top 10 offense, a special teams unit that has multiple punt and kick returns for touchdowns. They just do it the right way and get the job done. And so when you look at the teams they have to face, they've already beaten Buffalo one time. And, you know, Baltimore is definitely not invincible. They struggled to really authoritatively put the Jets away. There really is no reason why they cannot wind up with the one seed. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. Once you get to the playoffs, you normally see those teams that have the experience really kind of elevate, and the teams that don't have the experience kind of wither. So it'll be interesting to see how New England does against those experienced teams once they get to playoffs. But they are really helping themselves, and home field advantage would be big for them, especially in that bye, you know, if they can get that number one seed.
Mike, Houston, big win last Thursday. It seems like ancient history given, you know, what happened here this weekend. But a tough next couple of weeks at the Colts, at the Chiefs. But they kind of saved their season, I feel like, with this little three-game win streak. They're very much a factor now in that topsy-turvy division. Kind of give me your prognosis on them.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you have a defense like that, you know, it really helps. It really helps. We're able to tread water and, you know, actually win a string of games without C.J. Stroud. Now you get him back and you hope that he can further elevate that offense. The line was really bad early in the year. They've, you know, had some improvements along that front, which is definitely much needed. And so, you know, we'll see what happens with them. I think that even if they don't wind up catching some of those teams, they're going to make things difficult for a lot of teams. You're not going to want to go up against that defense and the pass rushers in the front that they have there. Because as we saw, Buffalo really, you know, they had no answer for it. And that was Josh Allen, who is normally Superman, looking very human. And so we'll see what happens with them. I thought that they were basically, you know, out of the picture, but they steadily clawed their way back into it. So it's going to be a really intriguing December on a lot of fronts.
Mike Jones of The Athletic talking NFL stretch run with us. One of these two powers over the last several years doesn't get into the playoffs. Who would it be? Right now, the Lions are on the outside looking in the NFC, and the Chiefs are on the outside looking in the AFC. If one doesn't get in, which would it be?
It might win. It's so hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. When you look at the teams that they've lost to and the teams that are in line for wild cards, you can see them missing out. But again, they always seem to find a way. But looking at Detroit, you know, I don't have a whole lot of confidence in Dan Campbell's play calling. And, you know, they have just, you know, a lot of talent, but there's something that's a little bit quite off. I could see them missing it as well. I don't know which one of those I believe more in. I guess I believe in Kansas City a little bit more, but again, things are stacked up kind of challenging way for them. I guess if I have to pick one, I'll say Detroit, but I don't feel good about picking against either one of those teams.
Mike, thank you as always. And as the great Dan Snyder once said, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Appreciate you.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Be good, thank you, Mike.
Hit that local 53 sounder, please. Our pal Michael Phillips, Odyssey Richmond, joins us to talk about the local 53. That's why he's here. Miguel, what do you make of the announcement that Jaden Daniels not likely to play this week, which would indicate maybe if he's practicing now, he'll probably play next week, question mark?
Hey, positive momentum here, right? I think everybody at this point agrees he should play if he's healthy, right? I think it's one of those things where we set up a straw man and everybody takes a swing at it, but nobody's actually saying, like, if he's healthy, shut him down for 5 weeks of football. We were told at the beginning this was a four-week injury, and that would put him right on pace at 4 weeks, which is good news. And, of course, seeing him on the field offers the potential for a late-season lift, a little morale boost for everybody, and goodness knows we need one.
Brandon Ayuk is going to be available again, it would appear.
Yeah.
Headed for divorce. There's a lot of water under this bridge. We're going to talk about this coming up in about 10 minutes on the show. How much interest should the Commanders have in the best friend of Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, a lot, I think, is the answer, and I think they will. I also think, you know, you talk about this window, Jaden Daniels in the rookie contract, where you have a little bit more flexibility to do things. They're going to have a lot of cap space, cap flexibility this offseason. You know, if you commit to two guaranteed years, it kind of doesn't matter what the number is because you'll be fine. Now, in year three, that's the year where if everything goes right, Jaden's going to be making a giant pile of money and you have to make tougher decisions. There may not be room for him here, but in a 2 year, let's push some chips into the middle and be competitive window. I'm not worried about the other stuff. If he feels good with Adam Peters, with Jaden, with the coaching staff, with the current roster, he is an upgrade.
Does GM Michael Peters re-sign Deebo Samuel next year at market value?
No, I don't. I do like him a lot, though. I think he's really brought in a nice dimension to this offense, the ability to, you know, spread the field side to side. I think he'll get paid well somewhere. I think market value is the key there. If it's an Ayuk or Deebo discussion, I think you want Ayuk. I think you want to just build around what Jaden knows. I think he's done well. I like him a lot. I wish him the best wherever he cashes that big check. I don't think that one's for us.
What do you think we see from Jaden in these final 5 weeks, and what is it important to see?
Well, look at the things that didn't quite click, right? Teams are really keying on him running the ball. I think back to that Packers game, they just swarmed to him. Even before the injury, you know, when he'd roll out, they were right on top of him. He didn't have the room he was used to having on those running plays. I think that stifled him a little bit. His accuracy was off. His timing was off with his receivers. And I think we can give a laundry list of reasons why that was the case, starting with, you know, didn't have a ton of practice time with his receivers, you know, rotating cast all through training camp. And of course, year two, defenses are going to throw things at you. I'd love to see him work through some of those things over the last 5 weeks. I'd love to see some winning performances, some, you know, a little bit more of what he did against the Chargers, where he was back to being dynamic, back to being Superman. And even if it's Superman light, you know, tastes great, less filling, I think that's something where we can all go into the offseason and say, okay, yeah, it was a rough year, but that's our guy. We're rallying around that guy. Everything's going to be all right because we'll have him next year.
What's their biggest need on defense?
Well, it's hard to argue it's not, you know, in the secondary, the way they've been torched for big plays so far. But, you know, when we get to draft time, somebody's going to yell for an edge rusher, and I'm going to nod along Danny and be like, yeah, they could use an edge rusher. That'd be pretty nice. You know, Dorrance Armstrong was the best they had. He's been out. You've seen the impact both to the pass rush and then to the secondary because quarterbacks are having more time to throw it. The Lattimore experiment didn't work. I think that's kind of the bottom line on that. You need at least one star corner in the NFL. I had hoped Sanders still would take the jump this year, become that guy. He hasn't. That's all right. I believe in him long term. But you need help in that secondary because giving up big plays is the quickest way to lose in the NFL.
Michael Phillips, the Richmonder, and, of course, Odyssey Richmond. What kind of journalism are we working on in the Richmonder of late?
Dude, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. Here's what I was thinking about. You were giving the happy Thanksgiving to Mike Jones. I saw the team did the Harvest Fest the other day, the Harvest Feast the other day, which is a great event. It helps kids and families. And so great. I will never see that event and not think of we're winning off the field.
That's unfortunate association. It's no one's fault now, but, man, that's the brand.
It's Pavlovian. You ring the bell, I salivate and think, there's phones in Hawaii now. We're winning off the field. It takes me back to a moment in time, guys.
The good old days, as they say. Michael, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Take care.
Let's talk Brandon Ayuk as we continue on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. The Commanders' interest in him is going to be a major topic. We'll get into that in the 5 o'clock hour. Jay Gruden joins us in 40 minutes to go around the NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Jay Gruden, 30 minutes at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to talking with him. Coming up at 5:25, how interested should the Commanders be in Brandon Ayuk? We will discuss that for much of next hour. That's fascinating to me. If you haven't heard him, San Francisco, reports came out on Friday, headed for a divorce. They're voiding his contract. You don't really see this. And he's the best friend of Jaden Daniels. I mean, those guys are on FaceTime, on video, pretty frequently catching up, talking together. They have a great relationship. They played together at Arizona State in college. Washington's going to have a need at wide receiver. They're going to want to spend either in terms of picks or money at the position. If Ayuk's available coming off of a really serious injury without having played in a year and a half, what should their interest be? Presumably, Danny, you could get him on the cheap on a show-me deal.
The fact that he hasn't played and that knee injury was so significant, I think, is the sort of overarching thing in all of this, in addition to whatever antics and whatever disenchantment he had or the organization had with him and how this all went and how he went from, you know, I'm holding out to get all the money I want to a huge deal to somehow a malcontent again. I don't know, you know, all the stories behind the scenes or what's what, but I know they got increasingly frustrated as things were going on with him or not going on, as the case may be. So I don't know. You would think this would be prove it deal territory, but then someone might say, well, if we're going to win the bidding, we might have to go beyond that to pay for it. It's going to be fascinating.
So we'll get to that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll ask Jay Gruden about it. I want to dive in on Jaden Daniels, though, the news of the day first. He's back at practice today. He's going to be practicing with the team on Wednesday as they do more, getting ready for the Broncos, but he has not been cleared for contact yet, which is a really important part of this. This was Dan Quinn with reporters this afternoon.
He will be able to return to practice. We had our first session today, but Johnny has not been cleared for contact. So, I mean, he'll probably be unlikely to play, but man, it's good to get started and get the return to play going. So that's a big deal for us.
The Commanders, losers of 6 in a row, 7 of 8, finally getting some good injury news today. Noah Brown's 21-day window has opened. Will Harris's 21-day window at safety has opened. So they're going to be a lot healthier against Denver. And for everybody who's been fearing, why bring Jaden Daniels back to play with nobody? That's not really the trend here. And it actually seems like they'll be the healthiest they've been possibly since the start of the year for the final stretch, assuming there aren't more injuries around the corner, which with this team, you never know.
I was going to say, yeah.
But here's my question. We can open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. When do we think he plays? Is this now a certainty? If you're coming back and you're practicing today and you're doing more on Wednesday, even though you haven't been cleared for contact, that there's just enough time between now and December 7th, a week from Sunday, against the Vikings in Minneapolis, that we should assume he's cleared? Or could this be, even though they're not calling it this, he wasn't on injured reserve where you open up like a 21-day window, could this just be the beginning of like the infancy, very beginning stages of let's work him back into the flow, let's see how long this takes, let's see where we're at in 2 weeks. I mean, if you've lost 8 straight games and you've lost to Denver and Minnesota, and now there's only 4 games left, and he is cleared for contact, Do you reassess at that point, or do you just bring him back and have him play? I don't know that it's as simple as what I thought when I read the Schefter report originally, that he's going to practice, but he might not play Sunday. Well, he's definitely going to play against Minnesota. Dan Quinn didn't necessarily say that, did
he? No. But they've done this where they've left it very open because now there's not as much urgency for it as there might have been if it was still a competitive portion of the season. In other words, if you're playing a couple of divisional games and you're a game out, it's like, when? Now it's to kind of to your point that you just made, nobody's sitting there going, you know, with a stopwatch going, can we do it now? This is much more judicious. Let's be more careful. And it's also not a soft tissue kind of injury, kind of deal, right? Where it's like, let's see how the hamstring responds this day. Let's see how the quad or whatever with McLaurin responds to this practice. And then if there's a setback or if he's not recovering very well, and it's like, okay, clearly we can't do it. I mean, they tried to ramp up Noah Brown a couple of times. And the answer was no. Then he went on IR. This is different than that. This was like, you know, more like a broken bone. I mean, I know it wasn't, but it was more like that than kind of a soft tissue thing. So this might be a little bit more definitive, but to me, this always, as soon as I saw the Schefter report, it stood to reason, not this weekend, but next weekend. We need a little bit of time to get him on the grass for some actual practice before he goes out there.
We'll get to the calls on this in a second. 800-636-1067. I see you guys lining up now. The question is, you know, when do you think we see him again? I assume by his willingness to come back ASAP, the fact that he's scratching, clawing, fighting to get back on the field, obviously, that it's going to be hard for them to keep him from doing everything a million miles an hour and slowing him down, which isn't to say that he gets to call the shots. But if he's healthy and he's demanding to play, it's very different than if he's healthy and he's going, I don't know, guys, really, the end of the year, lost season. And most players aren't going to be doing this, but you could be real behind the scenes and say, there's 3 weeks left. We don't have any receivers. Like, you sure it's the best idea? He's the opposite of that. As Herm Edwards told us correctly, he wants to play. This guy's going to want the ball. So I think Minnesota's probably the target date. Now, here's what's interesting about that. The Broncos have an elite defense. They are number one at sacking the quarterback. I think they're the best defense in the NFL. So inadvertently here and kind of accidentally, I think it's a blessing in disguise that you don't have to bring Jaden Daniels back against the Denver Broncos defense, which is when this season is done, I'm telling you, they will end up ranking number one in a bunch of categories. But they sacked the quarterback on like 14% of dropbacks.
It is staggering. Again, they came into the weekend with 15 more than the second place team, and the second place team has 15 more than the 25th place team.
Crazy.
Like, it's they're lapping everybody.
But Minnesota is not a bad defensive team either.
No, they're good.
And so when you look at them, that's the number seven defense in the NFL. They're number seven at getting to the quarterback. They're number 12 against the run. They're much more susceptible, I'd say, for some explosives against the pass. But you're facing the number one and the number seven defense in the NFL the next 2 weeks. So if it works out that maybe it's not till after Minnesota and you come back for the Giants, at least it's a much softer landing spot. But you're not going to be able to kind of guard against it anyway because the Eagles' defense is awesome. Yep. You're playing them twice. And Dallas's defense is just okay. But they are way better post-trade deadline than they were when you last saw them. Let's go to the phones. Elijah's in D.C. What's up, Elijah? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Got it, buddy.
I like him coming back, playing, getting onto the field. That's going to be nice. But for me, having him around the facility and still just building the reps that's required, because for me, it isn't just a physical thing. I know that he's capable of going out there. But when you're talking about holding on the ball, I'm not afraid of him holding on the ball that he's going to hurt himself. I just feel like his style of play, holding on to the ball, it's just some risk that we can't account for. That it's just it's not impossible, but you just got to be careful. So what is going to be the looks that or the decisions or how they're going to employ the offense with him moving around? So I think it's going to be cool. You bring him back, and if he shows himself ready, then, yeah, you roll with him just because that's what he's there for.
Well, so here's the question, though, Elijah. When do you think we see him?
I think you see him, like you said, probably the Vikings game, if he is ready. And everybody's idea of ready may look different. So I would like to see him around there, maybe Dallas. But, you know, at this point, putting him out there is going to help him, but we just have to understand that we're doing it for the correct reason.
Thanks, buddy. You can call us 800-636-1067. So Elijah just said something compelling there. He said everybody's idea of ready looks different, maybe. Should it? I mean, isn't it really cut and dry and really simple here?
In this case, it should be.
Is he 100% healthy? And, you know, B. Mitch or other players I've heard say this. Brian, last week I heard on the radio at one point, bring up, when you start a season, you're never 100%. We've all heard that axiom, and I totally get that. It's too physical, too violent, too many shots. Okay, so it's not 100%. But there's a binary. You're either healthy or you're not. You get a clean bill of health from a doctor that you're not compromised. You know, that you are not at risk of further injury. That elbow, you could go out and you could take the ball in your left hand and throw it. You could do push-ups. You can do pull-ups. You know, whatever health looks like in that regard, when he's there, then you play. Like, that, there's not a whole lot more to it than that, right?
Right. Yeah. I know it's, I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but it's something that you can kind of hide behind where you go, no one's healthy. Okay, well, does it mean you can play a dude with a broken leg? Does it mean you can play a dude with a torn ACL? Does it mean you can play a dude with a sprained ankle? At what point, right? I mean, there is an understanding here. Just because nobody's 100%, I need it to be, there is nothing you can't do. There's nothing you're worried about, right? Can he step into a throw where you have good mechanics? If his elbow is ginger on his non-throwing arm, he doesn't feel like he can. Do you know that Dak Prescott hip snap thing that he does? Like he's listening to like samba music or whatever before the game. If you can't fully rotate and have your left arm drive towards your target, like you're throwing a baseball or throwing the football the right way because it's a little tender, your mechanics are bad. Bad habit. That's compromised. I know he's not 50% healthy or 75%, but it's also the, no one's healthy. I understand that, but again, it's about compromise.
Yeah.
And if there isn't any, then that's it.
But does anybody think, really? I mean, all the folks that have called in over the last few weeks, and we'll open up the phones on this now, 800-636-1067. Are there people out there who really believe that this group would put this guy in harm's way, at risk, with an injury, not healthy, and they would just have him out there with a banged-up elbow at 3-8, or in this case, probably after the Denver game, 3-9? Why? And where does that rationale come from? That you don't think that Adam Peters, whose job is going to be made or broken by Jaden Daniels in the years ahead, yeah, by Dan Quinn, whose success as a head coach and his possible last opportunity is going to be made or broken by Jaden Daniels, on what planet do you think they would rush him back and ask him to play while compromised and not healthy? I can't even wrap my head around that thinking. Like, what is that logic that people think, yeah, I just don't know, these guys shouldn't push it? The group that has done the opposite of that all season long with this guy at every single turn, that is, you know, when he wanted to play soon after his knee injury, made him sit out another couple of weeks, why would you think they would push it? That's the part I don't get. Shut it down crew, as if to say, like, you've never looked at the elbow. Mm-hmm. You're not a doctor. You have no idea what's going on in the building, but yet you're telling them what to do with this guy being evaluated every single day.
It's a fair question, and this is my best guess at it, okay? Yes, it's got a little bit to do with the past, but it's knowing how short-term thinking coaches are in general, they're not long-term thinkers by nature. They're not supposed to be. It's like, how do I get the next play in? How do I win this game? What do I do here? That you're desperate to make it look better. You're desperate to save some face because the locker room, again, I'm just playing this out, is nothing's going great. And all your rhetoric now looks empty and stupid and eye rolling and cornball. And you're hoping that you win another couple of games, you validate some of it. So there's maybe a more desperate hour here, if you're looking at your watch going, for me, I don't care. Get me the higher draft pick somebody wants to trade for it. They don't think that way. They're doing football cowboy stuff, and hey, let's give our blood this week to see if we can get one more win out of it. And the guy that gives you that best chance and is the most exciting is Jaden Daniels. So I think maybe that's the underlying fear there. Again, I don't think that's this group, but I've seen enough dysfunction before where it would make sense.
I guess I could buy that if you're Brian Daboll coaching for your job a couple weeks ago.
And I don't
think
that's what's here.
Going in to drag Jackson Dart out of the blue tent because you can't lose another game or whatever. But Dan Quinn has a get-out-of-jail-free card on this entire year. They could lose every week between now and the end of the season. He's not going anywhere because his only year here was an NFC Championship game appearance.
Yep.
And he's built up enough goodwill to ride this roller coaster. We'll take your calls next, 800-636-1067. When do you think we see Jaden Daniels again? What do you want to see from Jaden Daniels when he returns? Jay Gruden is going to be with us in 20 minutes on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think it's important as Jaden's getting going, learning to play like this position at the highest level competitively, also doing it safely. And those are reps, you know, that you develop as well. It's a skill just like throwing and processing. And so all those things are important. But him included, it was awesome today to have everyone really back at practice, John, including three guys that were in their 21-day window. And too early to call a lot of the guys, you know, for the game, but getting on the field and having the guys here, John, that was a big deal, man, to have that many. It's been a long time since I said that out loud of everybody's here and working, that's for sure.
Don't look now, and it is a little late, but the Commanders are finally starting to get healthier, it would appear, out of their much-needed bye week. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Let's hear Dan Quinn on what it would mean to get Daniels back with almost the entire offense outside of Austin Ekeler pretty much healthy, because we're trending toward a game in a few weeks where Daniels is in the gun and Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown and Debo Samuel are all at receiver, and you've got Ertz and Sinnott and Bates at tight end, and you've got your full cavalry of backs other than Ekeler and the offensive line intact. I mean, this would just be last year's and this year's envisioned offense together. Let's hear what Quinn has to say about that.
Yeah, you want to really push one another, Scott, to see where you can take it. You want to find the things that you want to improve upon, and that's really what, you know, you're always looking for. Can I raise it to here? Can I raise it to here? For Jaden specifically, it's like obviously playing QB at the very highest, most competitive level, and also, you know, doing it as safe as you possibly can. And so there's a skill that goes with that too, Scott. And that goes, you know, at quarterback and then raising our level at other spots. So it's important, man, to put this mesh together. And we got a lot of things that we want to work on. And so that's why I don't want to go in 6 weeks. To me, it's 4 6 weeks. That there's a big difference there in how we go about it and what that looks like. And I'm looking forward to doing that. This group's one that I'm fully expecting us to level up.
Everybody wants to make whatever happens down the stretch, you know, this endorsement or referendum on individuals, whether it's Daniels or somebody else. I think it's really going to be telling and revealing about this offense. And I'm talking the scheme for Kingsbury in this second season where some things have been solved potentially. But, you know, they come out and they cook because they just have better players. That's been the argument against any kind of taking issue with this offense was, I bet you that Cowboys game would have looked different if you had McLaurin and Debo and Noah Brown. Probably. I bet you a couple of those games look different if it's not Marcus Mariota and it's Jaden Daniels. Maybe. But if you got everybody out there.
Then what?
And you still can't move the ball or score any points. Going into the offseason, I think you got to ask some tough questions. Is it time to make some adjustments to get up under center to operate like the good offenses in this league do a little more often? Let's go to Steve listening on the Odyssey app in Daytona Beach. What's up, Steve? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'll just call in because you had asked that question about why they would be trying to play Jaden Daniels, why they would play him or why they wouldn't play him. My thing is on that, when you asked that question, is not about football, but it was about financing. And I'm looking at it like this season is totally over with, gone, shot to hell. You don't play your rookies right now to let them get their experience to see what's going on for next year. To me, it's like you're going to try to play Jaden Daniels. You're going to try to get Noah Brown. You're going to try to get all these guys out here so that you can make your quota for next season, to get your season ticket sold, to get your pockets padded, to get your money back that you paid for this team, because they did not realize that they were going to do so great last year. And when they did great last year, then the ticket prices jumped up almost triple because of what they did. Now they're in the bottom of the bowl, and fans are looking at it like, what are you all doing out here? You're not playing anybody. You got all these old players that you selected knowing that it was only good for 1 or 2 years. You're not building a long-term franchise to keep getting old players. You're going back to the same
George Allen. I appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you. Or maybe he's talking Rivera with the way things have trended.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the old guys.
I guess there's plenty of options. So I want to drill down on this a little bit. Clearly, zero part of their decision to bring Jaden Daniels back is based on butts and seats, in my opinion. Like, oh, it'd be nice to sell a few more tickets or get a few more people to show up in December and January. That's not how you're making this decision, okay? You're making the decision on if he's healthy or he isn't. We agree to that?
I think so.
I do think, interestingly, though, it's not as crazy. Like, it'll get laughed out of a room. It's a very straw man thing to even bring this up as a conversation. But I do think there is some part of a discussion to be had with a healthy quarterback. If he's 100% and he's healthy and you're just DNPing him down the stretch, it's not that different than, like, the conversations people have all the time around basketball and resting guys at home when I'm paying an S ton of money to go to a game. Now, again, different than what he was essentially suggesting, which is they're bringing him back so they could sell tickets. I don't think that's the case. But if he is actually healthy and the argument is, I don't care, just redshirt him for next year, and I'm a season ticket holder and I still got 2 home dates, and this guy's just standing there completely healthy watching Marcus Mariota or Sam Hartman start a game or whatever, I don't know how different that is than when people scream about LeBron not playing when they go to a Wizards game, necessarily. Because, again, if it's a healthy DNP coach's decision, then you're just saying we're sitting him, prioritizing the future, and teams are within their rights to do that. I'm not even saying they should play him. But I think you're feeding out of the same bucket, so to speak.
Huh. yeah.
with both of those discussions.
No, I think there's something to that. I mean, to me, it's a byproduct. And what I mean is, if there's excitement down the stretch, whether it's fake, in my view, like I will not be excited if he plays great and the offense lights it up. I'll be irritated that it didn't happen in any of these meaningful games, but that's my own weirdness. But if they generate some excitement, the offense looks good and he looks good, then the byproduct of that is what? Yeah, there'll be some buy-in from fans. There'll be and that's what they'll be able to sell is, look at what happened when he came back. That's the business office part. I don't think somebody from the marketing department's walking down the hallway going, hey, DQ, real quick, we're not getting a lot of traction right now with some of these people renewing their season tickets. Any way you could play Jaden and have him run a couple of times, maybe a couple highlights, it'd be exciting. Call a deep shot when Terry comes back so we could put it in a marketing brochure. That's not happening to a degree. I don't think Josh Harris is, you know, beating down someone's door going, we're not getting a lot of renewals. Can we, you know, just do a little double move and throw a tutty? No, that's not happening.
Not a thing at all. But if you start talking about just sitting your best players when they're healthy because the game's not that important, how is that different than the ongoing raging debate in the NBA? I would say not as different as we want it to be. That's my only point. Grant and Danny on the Fan at the top of the hour. Coming up as soon as we return, Jay Gruden is going to join us. We will go around the Week 12 results with him. We'll also discuss the return to play of Jaden Daniels next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.